Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Newton. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hey guys, this is Dana with Happy Life Nutrition, located on 18 Perry Street, downtown Newnan. Hours are 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Come check us out. We will be serving up meal replacement shakes, calorie-burning teas, coffees, waffles. We have a kids menu and a workout menu. We do deliveries with a 5-drink minimum or $5 delivery charge if less. You can call ahead for your order. Free Wi-Fi, quiet atmosphere for business meetings or get-togethers. Our number at Happy Life Nutrition is 770-683-5172. Can't wait to see you.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Newnan Crossing Bypass in Newnan next to Art and Jake's. And we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies. And we also have some great products with for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com.
Hi, this is Margie Conway of Creative Heart Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and so we had to ask our favorite warrior defender to come in, and let's talk some specifics about domestic violence. What it is, statistics, and how you can step out and find help, and a few events that we have going on to honor domestic violence awareness. So we have Holly Reese with us today. Good morning, Holly.
Morning. Glad to be here.
She stayed up all night from her job so she could come in early and talk with us about this, because this is something that both of us have experienced, and we have turned it around to be able to help other people. Tell us why that's important to you, Holly.
Well, many people know my story, but some don't. That my freedom date was September 1st, 2010, and we call that a freedom date because that's the day that you actually leave. And that was the day that I left. That was not the end. That was the beginning of the journey and the fight. And when you leave, that's the most dangerous time. And there's a lot of battles you have to do internally and externally. You have to have a good support group. And it was a journey that taught me that I needed to be stronger. And that is why I turned to teaching self-defense, because I didn't want to be afraid anymore.
And it has definitely changed your life. I can see the difference in it every day. So I am grateful that you're out there training people how to defend themselves so that they can not be victims of domestic violence and they can thrive and flourish. Some of the statistics that we're taking today are from the hotline.org, which is the domestic violence hotline that you can call, and I will give you, make sure I give you that number. But it's an average of 24 people per minute are victims of rape, physical violence, or stalking by an intimate partner in the United States only. More than 12 million women and men in the course of a single year. And it says nearly 3 in 10, which is 29% of the population, have experienced rape, physical violence, or stalking by a partner and has reported it. Now, we both know there are so many more cases that do not get reported. Why is it important to report it?
Reporting the incident not only can cause a paper trail, but it can also get you help from a shelter in the area. If you don't move through those steps for the restraining orders and the police reports, the shelters in the area most likely will not take you serious because you have to leave 7 times before you actually leave. And they know those statistics. So one of the shelters in our area is the West Georgia Domestic Violence Shelter, and they have advocates that will help you in the court system. You're not alone. And a lot of women feel we will be alone in our battle. There's nowhere to turn once you step away and
right.
You move towards stepping away. They are there to hold your hand.
That's right. And there are agencies and people who will come along beside you once they know the story. The big thing that I found in my personal life is nobody knew the story. So they didn't know that I needed assistance, and they didn't know that there was a problem there because I was one of those really good at putting a mask on. My grandmother was the type of person, and she was the primary influence in my life. There's a Miranda Lambert song that is about a breakup, and it says to hide your crazy and put your makeup on, and, you know, we're not those type of people, so fix your dress up right. And when I first heard that song, I'm like, that's my grandmother, because all these things would go on at home, but she would be dressed just right. She taught me to be treated like a lady. You have to dress and act like a lady. And she'd go off to her job, and nobody would ever know, you know, what was going on in the background. And so I picked that up at a really young age.
And you really don't want to share what you're going through because you don't want to be that person. I never
right.
thought I would have been that person who I was a very powerful, stubborn, pig-headed woman that spoke her mind, and I would never have thought I would have been there. And it's kind of like an embarrassing thing to admit
yeah.
that you're going through this. So it's hard to say, yes, I need help. As many times as people ask me, are you okay? Do you need help? I'm fine.
Right.
That's what you say because you don't want to share it. And this stigma of not talking about domestic violence is why it's so important for people to be aware that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. There's a lot going on in October that has awareness, but to me, this really hits home for me because of everything that I've witnessed over the years and lived through, and the women that I have met through my classes that have been victimized as well.
Right. And it is, as a child, you know, I didn't go tell anybody. I didn't want anybody to know that, and I never invited people to my home. I didn't have friends over, not even for a play date. I stayed to myself a lot because it was easier to try not to explain things. Then, as a young wife, I was just so dang overwhelmed with everything and having children so young and all him coming home and all the things going on in my family in the background that meant I didn't really have a support system through it, that I'm like, what do? You know, so you put your makeup on and you put your dress on and you go out to work and you go out to school and you do whatever you have to survive at that point.
And the abusers teach you to keep it a secret.
Right.
And then you learn, because when I left, I was diagnosed with PTSD and Stockholm Syndrome.
Right.
So that is extremely important to be aware that these mental games also teach you how to survive their way so that they keep you there.
Right. And isolation is a big part of the dynamics of a violent situation, domestic violence. And, you know, when we talk about domestic violence, several people will think, oh, well, he's never hit me, so it's not domestic violence. And I've even seen that in some of our local groups yet. Well, he just now hit me, so it just now became violence. And that's not true. We do have a program here in town that we teach. And if you're not in our local area to come to a program, I can hook you up with a Zoom online that is fantastic. And they outline that domestic violence includes emotional and psychological abuse, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse, financial abuse, verbal abuse, property abuse, and animal abuse, as well as physical abuse. And the physical ones leave, you know, scars on your body, but the rest leave scars on your mind and your heart. Now, it does not mention child abuse in that, because if there is a child in a domestic violence situation with any of those types of abuse, then the child is abused. And the child is usually used as a tool.
Just like the animals are, because a lot of people feel their animals are children as well.
Right.
And their responsibility. And the child may not be physically abused, but they are seeing it.
Right.
And that affects children for the rest of their lives, and that shows them what relationships are supposed to be and not supposed to be as they see interactions with the adults.
And that's true. I mean, my first memories of my mom is her and Dad's bedroom was in the back of the house, and I stayed up front with my grandmother, was of her running out of their room into our room and hiding away from my dad. And my grandmother pulling a gun on him at the door so he didn't come in her room, because she kept a gun on the side of the bed to keep him out of our room.
A lot of people feel that they should stay because of the children, but if the children are living in that environment, that's going to affect them into adulthood. And that's something that I know that a lot of parents have to struggle with, what they want to do. We have to support the choices of the women who are coming forward and saying that they need help or they're going through this. You just
right.
can't outright say, well, you should just leave. Well, it's not as easy as it sounds, and
true.
A lot of people don't understand why people stay. There's a lot of layers involved in that.
Well, and one of the layers is that the abusers convince you it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is the isolation. So who do you turn to? And if it's your fault, then you're the one that needs to be making changes so that they don't do it. And that's a vicious cycle that you can get in, because abuse of any type is never about the actual act of that. It's about power and control over you. They want power, they want control, and if they have to do it through gaslighting or manipulation or putting you down so that you feel you have no value and no one will want you, that's what they do.
Or brainwashing or
right.
physical damage so you can't work on
right.
your person, taking away your car, taking away your vehicle, taking away your means, making it difficult at your job to hold a job.
Yes.
All these things are connected, even if they don't even touch you. They're connected to keeping you away. So then you're like, so how are you going to support yourself? They've made it so you have no friends. You have
right.
no people to talk to. And that makes you feel like there's nobody out there. But there are people out there that can
yes.
help.
And this, you know, you mentioned the car. I learned what a distributor cap was because mine kept disappearing off of my car. and I finally decided, okay, I'm going to find out what's happening with this car. And then when I found out what was happening, you know, that was a different story. But that's how I learned different car parts, because I would keep spares. So when they weren't there, I could go put the spare in and go out.
Ingenuity.
Right. And at the same point, that is something that, you know, I've realized later in life, is I came up with so many survival tactics that just the way I did things is not a normal way to do things. You know, I would hide car parts so I could fix the car. I would, you know, lie a lot so that it didn't cause trouble. It's we find ways to cope to be able to deal with the situation we're in. But we want to let you know, and this is the big part of Domestic Violence Awareness Month, is if you are in a situation like that, you do not have to stay in that situation. There are people, even if you don't have a family support system, there are people that you can connect with that can help you. Sometimes the first step of that is filing a police report. And that can be scary because, first of all, if there's children involved, you get worried about if what's going to happen with the children. But filing a police report gets you a legal documentation and that paper trail that you need as you're working your way out of the situation. There are so many reports, issues of domestic violence that are not filed at all. Those that are filed, a good percentage of the women do not follow through with it because either they're bribed and cajoled out of it, or they are intimidated out of it, or they feel like it's a lost cause and there's not much they can do.
And there's a lot of mixed feelings with the police department too, dealing with that.
Right.
They see it so much that they're at a loss to do a lot of it in some states. It's the police department who can press the charges, but it's not in all states. And
right.
sometimes you just need to step up and realize, once you say, yes, he's hurting me, even if there's not bruises, if you file a report, you can get into a shelter. It doesn't have to be a family member. You can go where it's safe. There's even shelters out there that will take your pets and foster them into a safe,
right.
undisclosed location.
And that's important, because a lot of people stay because of their pets. Their pets are their babies.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those that my pets are my babies. So it was really difficult to wonder what will you do with them, because a lot of regular shelters won't take them. But if you
right.
can get your pets into those programs, when you get stable and in a safe environment, they'll return your animals to
right.
you.
And it's a hard journey when you step out. I mean, first of all, a lot of times it involves a personal protection order. And that protection order, it tells that person they're not allowed within so many feet of you, or to contact you on the phone, or whatever the stipulations are in it. But that protection order is only as good as the person who has taken it out and the one that follows through with it.
The first thing they told me when they handed my protection order is, we know you're scared. This is just a piece of paper. It's not going to protect you. It says it will, but it won't. Learn to defend yourself.
Right.
That is the most scariest thing I heard.
Well, and according to statistics, a lot of the women who do not make it through are right after separation.
That is the worst time.
And that's why it's important to have a shelter to go to, because they do offer you a layer of protection. First of all, most people do not know where they are or how to contact you. Second of all, you know, they have guidelines and things in place to help protection, but really it is up to you. Where the abuse is not your fault, getting out of it is your responsibility.
That the first step in staying away, pursuing the protection order, making sure you do not contact them, even though you want to hear they're sorry, it won't happen. It's one of the hardest things that I think I've noticed with a lot of people, and it was hard for me too, because you're never going to get that answer. And you have to stick to the protection order. You have to do, if you're in a shelter, you have to do what they say, because it's a protection for you and for everybody in the shelter
right.
as well. And that way, if you're in a shelter, you're not endangering family that you might not have wanted to be involved in that situation.
And that's true. And a lot of times you have people who do not want to be involved or don't know what to do. I know when I was growing up, I used to wonder why they left me in the house like that, because there were family members that knew it. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I realized, well, they didn't know what would happen to me if I did go somewhere else, because there really wasn't anywhere else in the family for me to go, because that would have really caused more problems.
And a lot of the times, family is scared to put themselves into
right.
that position, even though they want to help you. Well, what if he does this, or what if he does that? It's a big, scary thing, and not everybody wants to put their own home in that danger.
That's true. And I found also, I did such a good job of covering up everything that was going on in my marriage, and from not letting people know it, and from picking up the slack, you know, to keep bills paid and different things, that when I did come out, when I got a divorce, and I only was able to get that divorce because I had somebody standing behind me, supporting me, helping me do that. And when I filed for divorce, all these people were angry at me because of what I was doing to poor little him. And, you know, I had done a good job of not letting them know it, to the point that they considered me that witch word with a capital B, because I would be, I knew they couldn't help me, so I would be like, why tell you about it, you know?
And they're really good at hiding who they really are
right.
behind closed doors. And
absolutely.
Domestic violence is a silent killer, because we're trained to be quiet and be
right.
that perfect person in public.
Well, and if you're in a faith-based situation, a lot of times you will get told that you need to pray more, and that you need to be still and wait and let God work in the situation, and you need to respect your husband and submit and do those things. And, you know, I know what the Bible says. I am most definitely a student of the Bible, and I know what it says, but it also says that they have broken their covenant once they have abused you. And it also says that God has gotten divorced, you know, from Israel many times. And, you are a child of God. And one thing that really gets me on this program we do is it says that to God, domestic violence is not an adult-on-adult abuse. It's a child abuse issue because you're a child of God there. And I don't know, even though those in the faith base that will tell you to stay forever, that if their daughter is involved in it, that's going to leave them there and tell them they need to just pray harder. It's a situation where we need to be aware of what's going on with the people around us. And again, I'm going to say that I've seen in groups lately, I've seen in the movies, I've seen in many places, well, they didn't hit me, so it wasn't abuse. And hitting is the obvious physical one that we can see, but hitting is really not the most scarring one.
No, the emotional damage and the fear factor of what they
right.
say they'll do when you leave is the hardest thing, because if they say they're going to do this or they're going to do that and you don't really want to put your family or friends or anything in that position, they have control over by fear. That's not even laying a hand on you yet.
Right. And fear is posturing over you. You know, fear is taking a step toward you. If they just lay their hand on a knife or a gun or anything that can be used as a weapon while they're talking to you in that tone, that is physical intimidation. That makes you afraid of what they could do,
mm-hmm.
even if they've never done anything at that point.
And that's not a relationship that's honorable
right.
or love should never hurt or be fearful.
Right. True marriage conflict or just relationship conflict can be discussed between partners and a compromise come apart. Your feelings will be listened to and validated. It's not one that you can't speak your opinion and you can't have any word opposite of what they have.
And there are warning signs for relationships like this, and sometimes you may think that they're not bad, but sometimes they are. I mean, jealousy is a big warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
Insulting, shaming you in front of other people, controlling money without having
yes.
discussions, intimidating you through actions, and then preventing you from making your own decisions, saying it's more important for them to make the decisions for you. You're an adult. Those
right.
discussions should be adult related. So these warning signs of, oh, he's cute, he just wants to know where I am. No, you need to be careful with those situations. There should be a
right.
Narcissist 101 book out there for all of us to read.
I agree. I agree.
Because they seem to follow the same pattern on everything.
And that's abuse does follow a pattern. If you've been around an alcoholic, then you recognize the pattern. The pattern is the abuse happens, and then they are sorry it happens, and they repent, and they'll never do it again, and then they're nice and sweet and good to you, but then they start, well, and I always say she burned the biscuits. If she hadn't burned the biscuits, I wouldn't have been upset this time. If she burns the biscuits again, I'm going to have to get on to her, and it goes through that cycle back and forth until you put your foot in the door and you say,
different from love.
Right.
You'll find peace within yourself. You'll find yourself, famous saying from a movie, learn how you like your eggs.
Yeah, that's it.
And learn what you want in your future without them standing over you telling them what they think you want.
And it's along the lines when we talk about that. It's like me. I had somebody come into life that let me know that I could flourish and not just survive. And they showed me how I could do that and assisted me in a few things. And that's one reason why I'm getting a divorce and I'm leaving this behind. And my kids were teenagers, and it's kind of, I say the kids were 13 and 15, and they had outgrown the way that the dad behaved. but I did have support that helped me get out of it at that time. But then it spiraled because, depending on what you build, what you're getting out of it on, it can spiral down, because that was a narcissist that helped me do that.
Uh-oh.
So sometimes women, and I've had to tell somebody in our family this at some point, women are nourishers by nature, and they're fixers. And sometimes, especially as we're young, till we learn better, we think we get a hold of this person, we can fix them. And you cannot fix them. They are not abusers because they drink too much or do drugs. The drugs or the alcohol brings out what's already in them. they are not abusers because they were abused as children. They are abusers because that's what they choose to do. They have the same choice of changing their behaviors as you do. And that's where your responsibility comes in, is to realize this is not right.
And you deserve better.
You deserve better. You might think that you don't if you've been torn down. I mean, coming from the childhood that I came from into the marriage I came, it wasn't as bad. Not as bad is still not good. And so when I moved forward out of that before I got into this marriage, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going through these things again. Here's my list. And I tried to train my teenage daughter and her friends, make your list and say, here's what I'm not allowing in my life, and do not allow it into your life.
And it's another thing I really like women who are getting out of bad relationships to tell themselves and to really listen to this. Don't jump from one relationship to another. You need to take the time to heal.
Right.
On your own, find yourself.
Right.
And realize what a good relationship and a bad relationship is, because if you jump from one to another, most likely, not always, you will find the same exact person hidden behind those doors.
That's it. It becomes a habit. And when you start making that habit, it's very hard to change it. You change it with support of learning your value, of learning you do deserve better, of learning who you are, because a lot of times we don't know who we are when we've been in that mode for so long, or we make those choices. We have so much information that we could go on and on and on and on for you, but you can find a lot of this online. The statistics and things I was telling you is from the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and it's thehotline.org. They also have the little thing where you can hide your browser and nobody will ever know you were on there if you need to be that type of security. You can contact the local police department, and they, you know, are supposed to have resources there that can help you. Once you file an order, you can get an advocate. You can look for groups around town. We have a group here in town that's women on Facebook, and they post anonymously if they need some type of help. And one thing, Holly and I are always jumping on it. Holly's an empowerment to women, and she helps you get psychologically psyched and able to defend yourself. And the thing is the self-defense is there's a lot of physical classes in it, but self-defense is not, learning it is not just physical. It builds your confidence, so you're able to know, hey, I can do that.
You can be your own hero.
That's it. You can be your own hero. You don't need one to save you. We also have the Her Journey classes around here, and like I said, you can get them through online through abuserecovery.org, and it's Abuse Recovery Ministries, we call it ARMS. They have Zoom classes all over the place, and they even have Spanish classes over the telephone. But you could come to us locally, and we have a good group of women here that's been through similar things. And, you know, if nothing else, Holly and I have been through a lot, so we know why we're saying what we're saying.
We understand.
Yes, we understand. And so you will find resources if you start looking for them. And part of the Abuse Recovery Ministry, and you can get this from their website, is a safety planning checklist. And it is a very comprehensive list that if you're not in immediate danger of your life, you can work your way through that list, which includes, you know, being able to support yourself and all these other things that it brings up to you that you won't think about in a panic. Otherwise, I would tell you if there's a possibility you might have to flee to save your life, is keep you a go bag packed and put it in the back of your closet, or store it with a friend that you could get to that has all of your birth certificate, your social security card, the same things for your children, and the information that you need, any money that you can stash away in there, you know, and a change of clothes. So if you have to go, you have to go, because I have encountered people, I've taken them and helped them hide out until they could get somewhere else.
Definitely.
So,
be prepared.
So our quest in Domestic Violence Awareness Month is letting you know that you don't need a hero. You can be your own. Holly has some events coming up that she's going to tell you about right now, and you can reach out to these locally, but I guarantee you if you're not local, there is something going on somewhere. And I will say if you're not local, you can go to Holly's website. She has great classes that you can get to. She has all kinds of information that would help you. So, Holly, tell us about your events and what you got coming up.
Okay, so my website is warriordefenders.com, and this month you will see on there that we're going to be doing Warrior Ribbons, which is a ribbon for $5 donation, and you can put the name of a person that you know is struggling, or somebody that you have met, or a saying that you want to encourage another woman with. And that fundraiser is going toward the West Georgia Domestic Violence Shelter, and they are hosting a Purple Ribbon Fall Festival on October 15th, and that information will also be on my website as well. And along with that, if you want to reach out to me or Margie, we can help you with resources locally in the area or on the hotline number. And we just want you to know you're not alone.
Absolutely. You are not alone. We are here with you. You know, I have to make sure that, you know, in the background, God is always there with you. So even though other people don't see what's going on, He is there to help strengthen you and bring you through. Thank you for listening to us today. Please pass this along to your friends. Please make sure that if you see something off in somebody's relationship, that you're not afraid to ask them questions and listen to the answers. Also, one of the tips that we had, you know, you might talk to them and they might not be ready to leave. So don't, yeah. Thank you, Holly, for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Always glad to be here.
All right. If you're on Perry Street, open those doors and yell Margie, and eventually I will come out. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week with a great breast cancer survivor story.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts. Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.